certainly for the last four games, you've got to be accustomed to becoming a scalp, haven't you? And that's, to all intents and purposes, what we are. You only have to look back how the Morecambe fans celebrated it as well to see how much of a scalper is. So that's something that the players should be proud of rather than let it budge.
Are the gloves off now in terms of no longer Little Accrington, this, that and the other? Are people not only taking you seriously but now really seeing you as a candidate?
Well, I think they might have admired what we've done but never saw us as a threat. I think they see us as a major threat now.
How does that manifest itself?
Well, I think that people would have been expecting us to fall away all season, and now they've realised that we're not falling away. So, with four games to go, let's hope we don't fall away.
We had this conversation about the conference winning side, that many people had written you off and expected the wheels to fall off. And has that been something that you've been aware of? Have you used that with the players to say, let's prove people wrong, or is it just unspoken?
We don't really have to. I mean, what we've drummed in them from day one is that we've got a good group of players here, we've got a good squad, and we've played some good football. That will get you success if you do it consistently, and that's what we've drummed home to them all season, and we'll continue to drum home until the season's ended, whether that's on the 7th of May or later on in May. But we've still got to believe that we're a good side, and it might not always come off in games, but you've still got to keep aspiring for it to come off, and you've got to keep trying to do the right things.
We've spoken a lot about things being in your own hands and being in charge of your own destiny. Is the balance of probability, is it likely that there'll be another slip-up by someone else somewhere that'll put it back in your own hands, potentially?
I would be amazed if the five who were chasing the two places would pick up maximum points. If all five pick up maximum points. So there'll be slips and twists and turns along the way. I'm pretty confident of it.
You said before the Morecambe game you thought 13 points from 15 would probably, possibly be enough. That's still on, isn't it, if you win the last four?
I mean, tomorrow, I think. I honestly think tomorrow is a big, big game. And I know we keep saying it's the biggest game the club's been involved in, but certainly this is going to be the most important game, because everybody who's playing, who are in that bracket of potentially automatics, are all playing away from home. So everyone's expecting each other to slip up. We've got to make sure we don't.
Yeah, does a defeat for any of the teams in that area tomorrow make them outsiders in this race?
I think so. It wouldn't put you out of it, but it'd make it very difficult for you.
How are you looking numbers-wise? I know it's difficult to assess people when you've had Saturday, Tuesday, but you lost Scott Brown at the weekend, you had Terry Hornell unwell. Are you likely to be without both of those?
I don't know. Terry's seen the doctor today, so he's still not quite right. We'll have to assess that. And Scott, it's just a wait and see.